Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
That was indeed a very serious base. A very shy base. Well, we are going to be talking about We Share Christ by the Way We Live. And joining us on the line is Helen Nunu. Morabanji, Helen. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure. I do hope that your day has been good.
Yeah, my day has been okay, and I hope your day was great as well.
Well, my day has been fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Now, you know, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, according to Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Now, how do we go about investing in a way that displays God's presence in our lives? And how does that impact the world around us? And today's lesson is about it, how a generous giving spirit is a tool for evangelism. Now, Helen, would you please kindly give us a summary of today's lesson?
Okay, thank you so much. Like you said, it is way better to give than receiving. That's according to the Bible indeed. So today we're actually looking at this. We share Christ by the way we give. I was so interested about the story of a pastor who was about to baptize a new believer in Christ. You know, as Christians, we're all bringing people close to God. And so this man was about to be baptized, and the pastor noticed that the man still had his wallet in his pockets. We all know if you're about to be baptized, you have to leave the other things aside. So this man was still holding the wallet. And the pastor had to ask him, "Did you forget to leave your wallet in the dressing room?" But then he said, "No." The man actually was smiling and said, "My wallet and I will be baptized together."
Yep.
So I caught something in this, that the true spirit of Christianity is giving to help, is actually giving and helping others. As Christians, we actually grow by giving, and that is why Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Mm.
And Jesus also tells us that to invest in the bank of heaven. We should not lay up for ourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but we should lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven for where our treasures is, there our hearts will be also. Let me just add something. I feel like most of the times when we have everything, we concentrate on the things that we have. And we feel like people who are coming around us, they don't work hard. But yet Jesus Christ is telling us that we should give more as Christians. I always say that the reason why God blesses us is because he wants us to bless other people through us, through what Christ has blessed us with. So, yeah.
Beautiful one. Now, how do we lay up treasures in heaven? Is it a financial investment?
Well, according to the verse, that I read on Matthew 6, verse 19, verse 21. I'm just going to repeat that, that we're not supposed to lay ourselves treasures on earth or where moth and rust destroy. But I feel like some people work a lifetime to accumulate a fortune only to see it disappear in a promoting stock market of a business trader. But what we give to advance God's kingdom, God's kingdom retains eternal value.
Yeah.
How much of what our own really, our own things belong to God. So let me just say this, that we should know that the earth is the Lord's place and all its fullness, the word and those who dwell therein, because he's the owner of the word. So we might get money, we might have everything, but what do we give to God? But what do we do with other people who don't have anything? I'm still going to say the same thing, that most of the times when we're blessed, we feel like we've done that on our own, or we feel like the treasures that we have we actually brought them on our own, forgetting that God is the one who blessed us with such treasures. So, like giving in tithe, that's something very serious and something very important that we should actually cultivate in our lives. I feel like most of us don't give in tithe. When we're blessed, we forget everything about giving the tithe. The tithe is the tenth of our increases. According to Genesis 28, verse 22, Deuteronomy 14, verse 22, we are actually taught that we should also give in tithe. So giving, we can actually put it in different ways. We can put it by giving to other people, also giving things to God that we have.
Yeah, that's true, actually, because we've got to give what we have to God. In that way, we are storing up, our lives in heaven, really, as it were. Now, can a human being rob God?
No, no one can rob God. God is God, and we should know that. But it happens sometimes,
says we're robbing him.
Pardon?
Is it not God who says we're actually robbing him?
We are robbing him, exactly. Because,
and you're saying that men cannot rob God?
Pardon?
But you said men cannot rob God.
Okay, we feel like we're robbing God. We feel like, yes, we can rob God, but then we feel like we're better at doing that. But we should know exactly that God knows that we are robbing him. That's what I wanted to say.
Ah, okay.
Especially when it comes to giving in tithe, that's how we rob God, because most of us don't retain the tithe. And maybe if we ask one another, when was the last time you gave in tithe? That some people are going to tell you that it's been a year, it's been years. I haven't given tithe to God. And that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
And we don't take that at heart. You know, pastors have been preaching, people have been telling us, people who wish us well, that, you know, you have to give in your tithe. And you know what happens most of the time is you're not giving in your tithe, you're worried that things are not working. Why? Because you're not giving in your tithe. Because you're not giving in what belongs to God.
Yeah. And so we then end up, in that sense, robbing God.
Yes.
Now, can I use then my tithe to donate to charity or a community project? Surely those are worthy causes.
Yes, they are.
So I can use my tithe to take it to those places.
That's something else as well, because... well, I'm going to say that, you know, tithe is tithe. And for the other things that we have, we can actually say, okay, let me take some of this and bless other people. For example, I don't think I would use my tithe to do donations and all that. Tithe is tithe. Tithe is what belongs to God. But I'm actually going to say that apart from the tithe, there are some things that God has blessed me with. I can actually use that to do charity work, to help other people.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where we run to most of the times. We go like, okay, you know, I'm doing this. I can't give in my tithe because, you know, I'm doing a charity work and I've been doing this for a year, so I can't give in my tithe. That's not a good excuse. Tithe is tithe, but you can still help other people with the little that you have apart from tithe.
Right. Now, in terms of tithe and offering, is it the same thing or is there a difference?
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
There's a huge, huge, huge difference. Well, tithe, you're giving it to God because it belongs to God. You know, when we're in church, there are times that could be communicators, people who are in communication department, they'll come and say that, no, we're doing offerings, and these offerings are based on this. We're trying to raise in a project. We're trying to do this. So tithe and offering, they're two different things. And this is why when we even go to church, we're taught that we have to give in our tithe and we also have to do offerings. So they're two different things.
Yeah. All right. No, that's good. How do we then conclude this day's lesson? What's the takeaway message really overall from this lesson?
Okay, before I conclude, there's a verse that I've always liked ever since I was young that says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, placed down, shaken together, and running over will put into your bosom. Shall men put into your bosom? That's on Luke 6, verse 38. Giving is very important, and we should know that God does not promise that all faithful believers will become rich. But we have the assurance that our Maker will supply life's necessities. Christ gave us everything. Actually, Christ gave everything to us. So let's give our hearts completely to Him now. We should discover the joy of sharing Christ with others and of growing in His wonderful grace, because it's not just giving other people money. We can also spread the gospel. We can share them the gospel. What does the Bible say? We should know that we're living in the last days, and the very important things that we're supposed to do is make sure that we are close to God and make sure that other people know God.
Beautiful. Well, Helen, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's been a pleasure spending the last couple of moments with you, and also yesterday talking about these very important lessons. Thank you so much. The Lord may bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Thank you so much for having me around. Good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.